The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. This Wednesday is truly going to be an historic day in America as a joint session of Congress meets to declare officially who is the next president of the United States by actually counting the electoral votes that have been certified by all 50 states. Now, that normally happens without controversy. It happens very quickly. Yeah, it's not the case this year. Now, I'm going to get to that in just a moment, and let me give you my common statement. I'm not an expert on anything. Don't pretend to be. I'll give you my opinion, all right? But first, the news media is all over a phone conversation between President Trump and the Secretary of State in Georgia, Raffensperger. Secretary of State Raffensperger. He is a Republican, has been in office for quite some time. But I would imagine you have heard, because almost everybody has heard, that the phone conversation was recorded secretly by the Secretary of State in Georgia, a Republican, a private conversation, and then was leaked to the press. Now, I'm going to say first and foremost, I think that's despicable. But Bob, did you hear what the president said? Well, we're going to get to that in just a moment. It was terrible. It's impeachable. Wait, just calm down. First, let's deal with the phone call and the circumstances. You secretly record a conversation and then you leak it to the press. Now, you may hate Donald Trump, but this tells you a lot about the character and integrity of the Secretary of State in Georgia, Republican or not. That's despicable. I guess it's not illegal in the state of Georgia, but okay. So there's that. And then the content. It was a lengthy conversation, and the Washington Post published a brief little excerpt of the phone call. And in the portion of the phone call that has been leaked, and the Democrats and liberals and even some Republicans are flipping out, the president said, hey, here's all I want. I want to find 11,000 so many votes, which is one more than Joe Biden. That election in Georgia was decided by 11,700 and some votes. It was not quite 12,000, over 11,000. Out of millions of votes cast in Georgia, the election went to Biden by a little over 11,000 votes. So Trump says, I want you to find 11,781 or whatever. Okay. So the Washington Post, CNN, Almost all the Democrats, former administration officials from Obama's administration, and a whole host of other people are saying he needs to be investigated. The FBI needs to get involved. He needs to be prosecuted. He could be impeached, blah, 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 because he is trying to rig the election and throw the election. Wait, 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 wait. Read the text of the phone call. Read the transcript. Okay? Read the transcript. Now, the left-wing mainstream media is so unfair, biased. If you read the transcript, Trump is making the argument what happened in Georgia was illegal. There was fraud. There were thousands and thousands of votes that were not counted for me. There were illegal votes cast for Biden. And here is the point. Trump was saying, we won the election. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. Trump says, we have proof that we won the election in Georgia. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. I really don't know. But that's the contention. Plus, Trump was talking about settling two lawsuits against the state of Georgia that the Trump administration has brought concerning the election. Okay? So Trump is saying, we won the election. We had plenty of votes to win. He was talking about settling these two lawsuits and so forth. And then what he is saying, if you look at the context of what he's saying. Now, if you hate Trump, you don't care about the context. If you're a liberal leftist, you don't care about facts or truth. You care about emotion, hysteria, and feelings, okay? I get that. But if you are concerned about truth and you read the transcript and you look at the comments in context, Trump is clearly saying, we had plenty of votes to win. I want to find them. We had the votes. They are there. We won the state, fair and square. All I'm asking for is you find enough of the legal, fair votes to change the outcome of the election because we won. He is not asking the Secretary of State to change the results of the election. He is not, in spite of what the Washington Post, CNN, and everybody else is saying, he is not trying to convince the Secretary of State in Georgia to do something illegal and immoral. Go out somewhere and find votes. Find them somewhere. Just find them. He is saying, I want you to find the votes that you guys lost. I want you to find the legal votes that you didn't count. That is the context of the phone call. It is almost exactly like the call with Ukraine. Remember, that was what the impeachment was all about. Remember that? It was about the phone call between President Trump and the newly elected president of Ukraine, where Donald Trump says, hey, by the way, are you going to investigate this Biden thing? And the Democrats went crazy. Remember that? And after millions and millions and millions of dollars and thousands and thousands and thousands of witnesses, it was determined there was nothing wrong with the phone call. It's almost precisely what's happening here. It is frustrating. Now, should Donald Trump have called the Secretary of State? No, I don't think he should have. Was it illegal? No. Was it unwise? Yes. Would I have advised the president not to call the Secretary of State in Georgia? Yes, I would have. But he didn't ask me. So I think it was a very unwise decision to call the Secretary of State. I don't think he should have. But there was certainly nothing illegal, and he's not asking the Secretary of State to do anything illegal. Okay, when we come back, we'll discuss, at least briefly, what's going to happen Wednesday.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, the day after tomorrow will be historic. We do not yet know exactly what's going to happen on Wednesday. We know a few things that will happen. We don't know the ultimate outcome. But on January 6th, in a joint session of Congress, as outlined in the 12th Amendment of the Constitution, House of Representatives and the Senate will meet together in the House chambers, similar to when they meet for the State of the Union address, and they will vote to accept the electors from all 50 states. The vice president usually oversees this, although there have been a few historic exceptions. But it looks like Vice President Pence will do that. The votes from the electors in the 50 states are brought into the chambers in mahogany boxes. And again, this is highly ceremonial. And in almost every instance in our nation's history, there has been no controversy whatsoever because we already knew what the results were. The elector votes from the individual states are counted, accepted by Congress, and Congress declares who the next president will be. That's the way it almost always works. Not this time. There is a provision where if at least one person in the House and one person in the Senate agree to object to the electors from a particular state, everything comes to a halt and there is 2 hours of debate. And this is where it gets really, really, really confusing. And I don't feel real bad about being confused because I have read and read and read, and people that are far more astute politically than I am are confused as well because it's a little cloudy according to the Constitution. But if an agreement is not reached, then the joint session is dismissed. And the House goes, the Senate goes separately, the Senate walks back over to the other side of the state, the Capitol building, and debate is held there, and then they come back, and okay. Now, what is historic? This has happened before. In fact, in the last three times that Republicans have been elected president, there have been a handful of Democrats that contested the electoral votes from a particular state. In fact, Ohio's votes were contested by one of our Ohio representatives. I think that was Bush. I don't know. Anyway, it has happened before. But it's only been one or two or three or I think at the very most four people who have contested. There are over 20 Republican senators who have said we're going to contest the ballots from Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and I can't remember what other states. I don't know how many Republicans in the House because that keeps vacillating. Republican representatives keep going back, yeah, I will contest it. No, I won't. Yes, I will. No, I won't. And so on and so forth. So it is almost certain that the proceedings tomorrow that usually take a couple of hours will go into the wee hours of the night on Wednesday. Wednesday, Wednesday night and probably into the morning hours of Thursday. If I understand it correctly, they have to continue until a decision is reached. At least that's my understanding. So they can't go to midnight and say, oh, we're tired, we're going to go home, we'll take this up tomorrow. They've got to keep debating, following the rules and the procedures and so forth. Now, is there a possibility that the results of the election as we know it could be overturned and Donald Trump be elected president? Yes, that is possible. Is it plausible? No. Is it probable? No. So I don't think it's going to happen. There's going to be a great deal of debate. There's going to be a great deal of controversy. There are going to be protests on both sides in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. And I fear that there's going to be violence. I really do. I fear that there's going to be violence, and I hope not, but I fear that's going to happen. So it's going to be long and drawn out, and because of the number of Republicans contesting the electoral votes in the individual states, the debate will probably be historic. It will probably go longer than ever before in American history. And probably, after all is said and done, Joe Biden will be declared president. Now, at that point, I can already hear a few people around, Bob, you've given up. No, I haven't given up on anything. I'm just telling you what's probably going to happen. Could things change? Yeah. But it's not very likely. It would be a political miracle. Now, do I support this obscure constitutional opportunity for Congress to overturn the results of the election from individual states? Do I support that? Do I support the Republican senators and representatives that are going to attempt to overturn the results of the election and to reelect Donald Trump? I'll tell you when we come back. All right? And I'm just going to give you my opinion. Some will agree, some will disagree, some will probably disagree vehemently, but I'll give you my opinion.